The region of Waterloo has called for additional safety measures to be implemented at roundabouts across the region to improve pedestrian safety. After a 67-year-old woman was struck by a vehicle while crossing near the roundabout at Franklin Boulevard and Main Street on April 11, Cambridge Regional Councillor Doug Craig said the calls for change couldn't be more timely. "I think a lot of people are still afraid to cross at the roundabouts," said Craig. "We absolutely need change and it needs to happen now." Craig thinks even if the pedestrian wasn't crossing at the roundabout, it is still the region's responsibility to come up with and install measures to ensure public safety. According to police, last night's incident is still under investigation and more details will be provided when more information is available. In August 2022, Cambridge City Councillor Scott Hamilton called on the region to make roundabouts safer and offered his own ideas on how they could make it happen. He noted, "Flashing lights would make pedestrians a lot more visible and also give drivers the opportunity to stop, but the decision ultimately lies with the region." At an April 4 regional committee meeting, staff presented councillors with options for new ways to keep pedestrians safe and drivers alert. Some of the options discussed were raised crosswalks, slower speed limits, and flashing beacons. "Our goal is to reduce all collisions involving serious injuries and fatalities, with a particular emphasis on reducing serious collisions involving vulnerable road users, including pedestrians and cyclists," said Daryl Spencer, manager of traffic engineering at the region. Spencer points out that while roundabouts are safer for pedestrians and drivers, there is still work that can be done to make those who use them feel more secure and safe. Regional Councillor and Cambridge Mayor Jan Liggett said some of the roundabouts in Cambridge have low visibility and she would hate to see a driver accidentally hit a pedestrian. "It's about warning cars so drivers don't become the victims of not seeing that there is a pedestrian there," Liggett said. "If I ever hit one, I don't think I could ever get behind the wheel of a car again." These roundabout safety measures will start being piloted this year, but not every intersection will see raised sidewalks or flashing beacons. Matthew Getsky, Commissioner of Transportation Services at the region, said every roundabout and intersection will have to be looked at on a case-by-case basis. "There have been nearly 50 roundabouts built in the region since 2011 and 20 of them live here in Cambridge. The region has maintained that they continue to prove safer than a traditional intersection, especially for pedestrians," said Spencer. The region conducted studies from 2016 to 2021 and compared data from roundabouts versus traditional intersections. The data shows that pedestrians were approximately 30% safer at roundabouts than stoplights. "There's no denying it, roundabouts are just safer," said Craig. "But people need to be educated on how to drive through them and how to cross, but that won't happen if pedestrians are still intimidated."